This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You know, he's just happy for me. I've known him for many years, and he's done a lot of nice things for me over the years. And so it was just a friendly conversation about work and television and ratings. Well, it was pretty exciting, I'll tell you that much. They said, hold please for the President of the United States of America. And, that was about the most exciting thing. Ever.
All right, Trump supporter Roseanne Barr takes some flack from Hollywood because she took a call from the Prez. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So the comedian does support Donald Trump. She doesn't make a secret of that. And she, of course, came back to television after 21 years being gone. The Roseanne show attracted 18.2 million viewers in its return. That's huge, but it's becoming absolutely a political lightning rod. Think of Moses and the Ten Commandments and the commandments being split. That lightning rod, poof, split right down the middle of that set. So a lot of stars came out into the Twittersphere shining bright, including Sarah Silverman, who said she watched at Roseanne on ABC last night and loved it. That familiar feeling of the old, but with comedy and content. So totally this moment, like the angst win in close families over politics. Hope y'all let go of needing art to reflect / expression. Only what you yourself feel. That's not what art's for. And then Kamal Nanjimi wrote, Sarah, you know I love and respect you. I believe, these are tweets, I believe who can bring themselves to watch what art is a subjective thing. I can't bring myself to watch a person who mocks teens, whose friends were murdered, who traffics in conspiracy theories that damage our world and reality. Wow. So this is only going to attract more people to the show. And it's just interesting that if you think of comedians, and comedians don't tread lightly around politics. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they get burned by it. But in this case, this show comes back after two decades, and you think of All in the Family back in the 70s and All in the Family where they dove in. And in this case, we'll see what happens with the Connor family as they move along. But certainly with comedians and who's supporting who and all that sort of thing, it did, again, become a moment where the Twittersphere really exploded. Let's put it that way. Speaking of exploding, there are a couple of things that were exploding coming out of D.C. This is nothing new. There was some controversy as well. Host, and this time it was, no, not me, Laura Ingraham. Somebody sent me an email today asking if I was okay, and it was me, and they were going to defend me, and I was like, what are you talking about? Not that I haven't had to defend and deflect some things, but certainly not recently. But Fox News host Laura Ingraham apologized over a critical tweet. See, everything happens on Twitter. Over a critical tweet she sent out the day before about a Parkland, Florida shooting survivor, and 9 advertisers pulled their spots from her program. So what happened was she said in the tweet, well, in her apology thing, she said, any student should be proud of a 4.2 GPA, including David Hogg. On reflection, the spirit of Holy Week, I apologize for any upset or hurt my tweet caused him or any of the brave victims of Parkland. For the record, I believe my show was the first to feature David. And even mentioned that he's welcome to return to the show anytime for a productive discussion. But it was the initial tweet that had advertisers, saying, no way. And the it's interesting because the, you know, who are the people that that pulled, and they included all kinds of things: Liberty Mutual, Bear, etc. You know, he was, even David was tweeting out for people to contact those advertisers, and so the thing that started the firestorm was that she shared a Daily Wire story that reported that he was rejected from four colleges, and she said David was rejected by four colleges to which he applied and whines about it, dinged by UCLA with a 4.1 GPA, totally predictable given acceptance rates, and then that was it. And then they were off to the, you know, then everything was off to the races. So I think her apology tweet, that was smart, and she was correct about that, inviting him back on and saying it's Holy Week and et cetera, et cetera. But it just goes to show you again those 140 to 180 characters and how they're interpreted, and again, who you go after or what you say, poof. It is like fodder, baby. I mean, it is fodder. And I say this, and I'll just say this again. I support the Parkland students for anybody who has asked me, because no matter what, here's the thing. I can't imagine when I was at Cherry Hill East High School, I can't imagine crawling around behind desks with bullets flying in a classroom where I was learning, or in the very big high school I went to, running for my life down the hallway with friends grabbing me and then seeing them get picked off like we were in some sort of sick, twisted video game. So I feel for every single one of them, and I applaud their bravery for speaking or marching or whatever they're, you know, whatever it is that they're involved with. Whether you agree with their opinions or not, we live in a awesome country. And as we celebrate the holiest of weeks for many of us, you don't want to shut out the voices. Different voices that are unique, etc., make us the America that we are. I don't want to live in Russia where someone has a boot up my backside telling me what I have to do, and they're pumping in state-run fed media, or China, or any of those kind of places. And since I have been in some pretty scary places, trust me, where they're stuffing ballot boxes and then they have guns to their head, I can't imagine not allowing voices to be heard, even if I don't agree with them or if I do agree with them. Where is the art of conversation? Let's have the conversations. Absolutely. Even if we agreed to disagree. And speaking of Russia, the White House is saying the U.S. will deal with Russia's expulsion of diplomats, because this is the Curiosity show that continues, and that they're saying at this point Sarah Huckabee Sanders defended the move to join two dozen other nations and NATO allies in expelling, booting them out, these intelligence officers because of this spy attack that's linked to Russia. So the Western response has been, not on our soil, it's not right. This happened when the former double agent living in England, you know, slumped over and was killed, basically, by an attack. Not basically, was killed by an attack. And this whole idea of a nerve attack or anything else that could possibly happen, and the warnings that are very clear, poisoning this former Russian spy and his daughter with this military-grade nerve agent on British soil? Whoa, come on. I think the president did the right thing there. Odds and Ends coming up next on America Tonight.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
All right, I like to call this segment Odds and Ends. Why? Because it's like that soup you make where you throw everything in it. You know what I mean? Boom. Whatever fits, that's what we stick in there. Because I think in a neighborhood, we're talking about a lot of different things, not always just one thing, even if something else bubbles up to the top. Speaking of bubbling up, Grim de la Grim is with us now. He's on the line. Let's go to him. Hey, Grim, how are you? Maybe he's not.
Mm.
He's there. There you are.
First, to start off, if the dilemma of T equal MP, and it being the dilemma that T does not equal MP, and if I could design and develop a chip, build that, and then have it medically put in my brain, I might be able to keep up with Twitter.
I know, it gets crazy. Yeah, I agree. Oh, the 150, 40, 60, 70 character land of minefields, yes.
Yeah, I've suggested on Twitter how they could just totally dissolve Instagram and Facebook and the rest of them out there. All they need to do is allow a 5-page limit, get the video chat that would be separate, and I remember the last. Well, basically, Twitter's going to take over Facebook and whatnot because it's simply a allows a one-on-one type conversation.
Right, right. Because you can just put at the person, you can go back and forth, and it's easier, yeah.
Yeah, it just needs to be, you know, 5-page minimum limit to where you can exactly express your point. But still, yet, anything we suggest is bound to be overturned. It's bound to the subjects of the law of, you know, the Bible itself.
Right, right.
It's like you mentioned with Roseanne, and how many people out there are taking into mind that she's respecting the office.
Right, and that was her take on that, too. And that's how she felt. That's how she feels about the whole thing.
It's weird between you and me how we're always seem to be on the same playing field, because you start off your show with the very thing I'm calling in about. And the main topic I wanted to discuss with you, the cheerleaders. But still, yeah, it's the same token. Show is based off of one principle. Left of left, right of right.
Exactly.
Keep open-mindedness out there.
Yes. Yes. Why fight? Why not have the conversation? Absolutely.
Keep an open mind. You go down one side, you're going to be radical, and you're going to be stuck on that side. And there's no going to change, you know? I mean, it's like my dad always told me, he liked this. If you're extreme to the right or you're extreme to the left, it's not which side you're on, it's the extremity that'll kill you.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Everything in moderation.
Absolutely. He's right. He was right about that, yeah.
Well, anything you do in moderation is the best way to go.
Yeah.
Health, eating, drinking, I don't care what it is. Because you'll find out most of the people that live in moderation, even marriages, go to the extreme. Because they end up telling everybody, well, why did our marriage last our whole lives? Because we were best friends.
Right.
But that cheerleading thing, the Saints cheerleader, and I hadn't caught up with all this, so I hate to really comment too much about it, but I just want to let you know that little girl doesn't live too far from me. She's just right up the road here in Ellisville. And I really need to catch up with what's happening with their lawsuit about them not getting paid enough to cheer in the NFL.
You say that because there has been movement There has been movement on that, as you know. So the cheerleader you're talking about is Bailey Davis. She's the New Orleans Saint, the former New Orleans Saint cheerleader, and she filed the federal equal, so everybody knows, the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. She filed a complaint with them after being fired, and that's helped expose kind of how unfair the rules are for the cheerleaders. And we know that from the previous lawsuits, right? So they're investigating. Yeah, they're investigating all these things that are happening, what's in the handbook, what's going on, and the fact that when you kick in all the rules and they go and they're on the field cheering, they make $10.25 an hour. So she was forced to follow all these rules, but then there was this crazy onus that was all on them, so it was so antiquated. And I think you're going to see a big change with this. And the first legal action that happened, and you know this because you heard it on the show, in 2013 was the lawsuit to get the Raiderettes minimum wage and overtime pay, and they settled a wage theft lawsuit for the cheerleaders for $1.25 million.
Okay. So
yeah.
That I didn't
the bucket, They settled that, and then 2015, the Buccaneers had a lawsuit, too. And their dance team, I think, got like $800,000, something like that, because they came out to $2 an hour is what they were making, which is crazy. So it's good that this is happening because it's so antiquated and ridiculous and, you know, whatever. And then all these crazy rules that don't, it just doesn't make any sense. So, bravo.
I can go back to the 70s when NOW first came out. And And the thing that arose in my own mind to keep it open-minded is, yeah, but how are women going to deal with men wanting to open doors for them and they're not polite?
Yeah, and you know what? It's so interesting because I don't think chivalry should be dead.
Because, you know, women have to be careful too, because it can come back around and bite womanhood.
Well, I agree. I mean, you know, do you want those things? Like you just said, you got to be careful. What are you talking about? And how much are you, how much are you browbeating some of the stereotypes in the situations? I mean, in this case, the cheerleaders, it's ridiculous. The rules and what they were being paid, and then all the insaneness of that, and those teams that are making $1 gazillion. Give me a break. They were ripping them off. I don't care if it was male cheerleaders. So that's kind of different, but I understand what you're saying. If we're going in a different direction, and then we're talking about, okay, what are with men and women, which is always, you know, the battle of the sexes or getting along, or, you know, where is it? Where's the line? And it's interesting, Grim, because it's something that I talk about a lot when I speak. People have me talk about being a glass ceiling breaker, because when I wanted to do sports, I was rejected 500 times. But here's the bottom line. A lot of men helped me. And I'm not a male basher, because there were so many men that made things possible for me. My two mentors are men, and they're great. One of them is Roger Blamier, who used to be the VP of the Cincinnati Reds and really helped me and gave me my first break. So I think that's navigating now corporate America and gender roles or issues and all of that has become huge, especially with Me Too and Time's Up. And time is up, because there's some things that are just ridiculous, and the cheerleading thing is one of those ridiculous things. And you know what? Again, they were smart to sue, and by the time you split it up with all the people that were part of that lawsuit, it wasn't somebody got $1 million. It was spread out among a whole squad of different cheerleaders. And I think that we're going to see probably more suits over unfair pay and other things that don't jive with, again, with what's happening now or what's happened to some of these cheerleaders. Music means that we're diving out. I'll meet you on the other side. Kate Delaney, we're rocking it. See you then.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What an important message that so many people need to hear. Really excited about our next guest. His name's Bob Krueger, and he's written a book called Conscious Fitness, From Limited Beliefs to Mindful Health. Bob, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice to be here.
So let's talk about your background and what led you to writing this book. I know that fitness is so important to you, and you certainly learned that or carried that with you from your military background. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm a retired Air Force navigator and pilot, and then of course for 23 years through the course of my career, fitness was obviously a big part of that, and it was especially probably more so for me. I was always involved in it through most of my adult life. So that was always a big factor in the decision, but I also, the other side of that coin is actually through my career, I was always working with people even then, training people then, and then eventually, even before I got out, got certified, got some more training, just had an extreme interest in it, interest in helping other people to succeed with their, initially with their fitness goals and their health. I just had a desire to do that after my career had ended. So started my gym, got some additional education, got my fitness certifications, and proceeded from there. And through the course of training people, it had occurred to me that again in my desire to help others, it had occurred to me that training people in a gym or fitness center setting was good, and it was something that worked, but I kept seeing barriers to people's success. And surprisingly, the barriers wasn't their bodies, it was their minds. And so I started to get into a lot of the psychological effects that kind of get in the way of people's successes. The biggest thing, what I call limited beliefs, is what the book kind of became all about. My goal was to point out those limited beliefs to people in an effort and in a hope that I could possibly try to eliminate those limited beliefs through writing this book. So that's kind of the goal of the book, and to go from there.
Yes. So, it's fascinating because I agree with you. So in our mind, we think, yes, we join the gym, we pay the money, it's the beginning of the year, we are going to get in our best shape ever. And then what happens? You got to give us a sneak peek. How do we eliminate those limited beliefs? What do? How do we get rid of them?
Yeah, well, of course, Bob's Law number one, nothing's ever easy, right? So we have to educate ourselves is a start. But also, I think the biggest thing is maybe reading, educating, possibly getting a trainer, or at least being in a group or talking with people with similar issues that you may have as far as problems you may be having with your health or with your fitness level. And and trying to just uncover the issues. But I think probably the biggest thing, and that's where the book comes in, is I wasn't really seeing anything out there to really help people with, kind of like basically telling them that, hey, what you're thinking about this or going to the gym, how you perceive going to the gym and how much you should be working out and what you should be doing. Why that is or is not working for you and what the reasons for that might be. And, instead of doing, like they call that's insanity, right? Is doing the same thing and expecting different results, right?
Yeah.
I try to talk about the limited beliefs and offer alternative, real, scientifically researched, proven ways, or truths more or less, to the best of my ability to help them change their minds. And of course, the biggest thing that I think everyone is fighting, toward to improve themselves is literally their own emotions and how they feel and perceive what they should do in the gym or what they should do for exercise. A lot of people think they need to work out for 2-3 hours. Well, your body doesn't work that way. You need literally, probably more like 45 minutes or less per day. So little things like that, we think more is more, right? Well, no, our bodies don't work that way.
Yeah, it's so interesting because we start off, we mentioned that you had the military background. You're obviously passionate about this. You've done this key research. Did you have limited beliefs ever? In your life, have you had limited beliefs because of trying to work out and fitness?
I think we all do. I think we all still do. I think I do as well. I think that's part of overcoming. We might even have like subconscious beliefs that, we could tell ourselves one thing, but our subconscious is doing or thinking something totally different. And for me, I use myself as an example in the book. Cause like, for example, I talk about my father who has now passed away, and, he always had a limited belief that, because of what doctors have told him, he ended up dying of heart disease. And, doctors told him early on in his life that there's nothing you can do about it. It's genetic and there's nothing you can do to help yourself. So he took that to heart and never tried to do anything. And then, he, as a result of that, would tell me when I was younger, you're going to have the same problems. I think that kind of story, where their parents tell them, you're going to be the same as me, it's a genetic component. I think that's a universal story, and that's how I start out the book. And getting over those essentially like kind of like maybe what we were told, these beliefs we were told when we were kids that, you know, may not be true, and they are literally holding us back, and that we should take or try to take a different perspective. And in the book, I talk about like my dad, high cholesterol in his 30s, chest pains in his 30s, and in and out of hospitals since then until he passed away when he was 56. And I talk about in the book, like, hey, it doesn't have to be that way for you. You know, it doesn't have to be that way. You can take action. In the book, I talk about genetics being only, right around 25% of the factor. So it is a component, but that means you got 75% of everything else to do to change things yourself. So you might have the genetics where you have to work a little harder than others, and others might have to work less than you. But that's the, that is the hand you've been dealt. And, but the best part is you can work with that. And so I use myself as an example where, you know, my dad had chest pains when he was in his 30s, had heart problems. I'm 51 and I've had none. Why? Because I am highly active, you know, and I do things differently. I eat differently and I take care of myself. And I don't think I'm limited by my genetics.
Wow, we're speaking with Bob Krueger, and the book is called Conscious Fitness, From Limited Beliefs to Mindful Health. Pretty powerful what you just said. What do you hope people take away from this book? What are you hoping that people who read it, how they feel when they're done?
Well, I definitely hope my goal is to change their, what I call their worldview, right? We all see things differently. We all see the world differently through our own filters, our own lenses, right?
Yep.
And if those lenses are, if those filters are a little, is covering up, skewing your view, or just, making your life less than it can be, the goal is to change those worldviews. That's what the book really, what I really wanted to do with it is to update people's worldview, change the way they see not only the world around them, but also themselves and their role in their external environment, but also in taking care of their internal environment and themselves and their health. So it's really all about trying to give them different perspectives, at least my perspective, to possibly change some of those limited beliefs that I feel are holding them back.
Yeah, we've got less than a minute, about a minute or so left. And Bob, I want to say this, that as a former military combat pilot, you also are the owner and operator of a fitness facility. So you're able to really see that in action, aren't you?
I see it every day. Yeah. And it was really my work as a trainer and having my fitness center that had brought me to this conclusion. I'm like, how can I help people more? You know, bringing them to the gym and training them in a gym is can be limiting in itself if they have limited views on what they're capable of, really that can be a bigger problem than actually physically training them, is just their mental state.
This is just such a fascinating subject and so important. I've never heard anyone talk about it from this perspective, and I hope the people listening to this pick up Bob's book, because you can really change your mind, and he's got those implementable ways to do that. So Bob Krueger's book, Conscious Fitness, From Limited Beliefs to Mindful Health, rather, don't wait, pick it up today. Bob, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Every time I think of you, I feel shot right through with a bolt of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find. Living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me the wisdom of the fool won't set you free. That's the way that it goes. It's what nobody knows.
Of Americans tonight. Go Cubs, go! I made no secret of the fact that I was unabashedly rooting for the Chicago. Listen, the Cubs, I got a lot of friends. My cousin John lives in Philadelphia, and he is so excited about the Chicago Cubs. They bounced back off of the great performance from Jake Arrieta. So now that series against the Tribe is tied at one. I think the Cubs win it in six. We'll see what happens. Sorry for all my friends in Ohio. I know we have a lot of people listening to us in Ohio. And a big shout-out to one of our new affiliates in Lubbock, Texas. Gotta love my Texas people in Austin and in Houston and in Lubbock and whatnot. And I know you're all thinking about the Cowboy game and, of course, the Cowboys getting ready to take on my Philadelphia Eagles. And that happens on Sunday night. And that was our game of the week, our nail the score game. And we've been talking about the back and forth of politics, of course, and what the polls say and all of that. So a breath of fresh air in the studio. She's in our virtual green room. In fact, she flew all the way here from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Wow, I'm so flattered that she did that. She flew in just to be a guest on America Tonight. Donna St. Louis. She is a sought-after speaker. She's really a business growth, I can say that, guru. And pretty soon she'll never talk to me. I mean, hopefully she'll put me on a list somewhere because she's just that popular. She has a book out that is sweeping the nation. And And everybody wants to pick her brain. So we thought it'd be fun to have her on for this segment of It's Your Business, and we would do a little brain picking right here on America Tonight. So, Donna, thanks so much for flying in.
You are so very welcome. And I only got one brain, so pick lightly.
All right. So let's talk about your book. First of all, tell the listeners the name of the book, which I think is so clever. Remember the Word Six and where they can pick it up afterwards, because I know they're going to all write emails to me and say, where can I get that book again?
So the name of the book is The Six Kick-Ass Strategies of the Million Dollar Entrepreneur, and they can get it on Amazon.
All right, so here's the deal, guys. And we talk about this all the time. What is your vision? You think about that personally, professionally, and Donna's on a mission. So you wrote this book actually because, and this dovetails into what we talk about politically when we're talking about the economy. People are complaining about health care. They're complaining about numerous really things that affect their lives, from property taxes to income taxes and everything in between. But you talk about the fact that your vision clearly is about the people in the middle, right?
Exactly. It's about that movable middle. And so the vision for eSuite Network, which is my company, is to bridge the gap between the 99% and the 1% by putting $1 trillion dead smack in the middle of the economy.
All right, so give us some highlights. How does a company do that? What are some of the strategies that you share, that you developed, that are actually working? Because you have clients that are seeing this happen, and in fact, some of them are maybe a little timid about it at first and then a little shocked, but it's working.
It definitely works. I would say, you know, the first thing that we do in order to make that trillion happen is, you know, don't buy lottery tickets, because that's not really, it's not a strong strategy. That's what I'm saying. But we want to help businesses grow, right? And the one challenge that we see with a lot of businesses is that they don't put strong enough goals in place on an annual basis, and then they don't have accountability partners to help them hold their feet to the fire to reach those goals. Basically, an external person who's not internal, they're not playing politics, but they can be the bad guy.
All right, and so what I want to talk about, too, is how you got here. So for everybody out there listening, I want you to hear Donna's backstory, because it's very, very strong. Where were you when you were 19 years old?
So 19 years old, I was living in a car on the side of the road in South Carolina.
How did you end up in a car on the side of the road?
My goal was to drive to New York City because I wanted to see the Statue of Liberty. She was the only chick I knew that could wear sandals in the middle of the winter and not bitch about it.
Wow. So that's what I want to do. I want to go to New York. But you didn't realize, oh, I don't really have the money and I don't know what I'm doing.
Two things. Cars take more than gas. You actually have to do, like, oil changes and brakes and stuff like that. So I didn't realize that. That was kind of bad. And although I wanted to see the Statue of Liberty because I knew she had the answers, my car did not. And so I ended up stranded on the side of the road. And I couldn't call my mom to, like, helicopter in and pick me up. That wasn't going to happen.
So how do you go from that to selling two businesses, right, for millions of dollars and then becoming this sought-after growth, business growth guru?
Well, I'll tell you the number one thing is I can say this about myself. I take relentless action. So there is nothing, quite honestly, when it comes down to it. I don't think there is a risk too big. I think I quantify them well, and I go for it anyway. One thing my mom used to always say to me when I used to have these fits, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I should do this. My mom would say, will it kill you? And I'm like, yes, Mom, this one particular thing could end me. And she goes, well, that's fine, because you won't remember anyway, so you might as well go for it. So I go for it a lot.
Wow. And so, again, for so many, there are a lot of business owners that listen to America Tonight. It's the no fear attitude, right?
Well, so that's the funny thing. I don't think it's that I'm fearless. I think it's that I'm more courageous. So It's not that I don't get scared. There are things that I get butterflies in my stomach and they keep me up at night and I worry and I'm thinking about the people that work for me and all the mortgages that I'm responsible for and how do I ensure that I keep all these people gainfully employed. Those things are scary as a business owner. But what I realize is that I do not have the opportunity to be afraid of something that's not real. So I have to go for it anyway. I have to be courageous for those people.
Since you started down this career path, and it takes a, you do keynote speeches, you work directly with companies, you know, your business has a couple of different, I'd say you have a big umbrella, business growth, and then there are other side areas that you delve into. What's been the greatest thing that's happened to you since you went down this road and didn't work for a company because you worked for a company for a while?
I would say, you know what, I would say that it is truly, I do corporate retreats for a lot of clients, and I think that it's having that company that says, okay, we want to do 10% growth next year, and then I look at them and go, or we could do like 75%, and have them a little freaked out that we're going to do that, and then watch them just consistently reach for that goal. And here's the thing, even if they don't hit the 75%, the fact that they hit, you know, the 50% mark is still five times more than the goal they were going to try to reach. So watching people sit there and be naysayers and then really help put that money into that main vision of how do we put $1 trillion in the economy, that for me is one of my greatest things, to see my clients just like explode that way.
All right, so your vision is to do that, to put that trillion in. And what happens if we grow the middle? We see that in politics we're constantly talking about the middle guy's getting squeezed.
Right.
We can't afford anything. I'm making, you know, 65,000 and it's not working, and what do we do? And so it doesn't work. So if the middle guy makes the money, it pushes everybody up, including people a bit lower.
Yeah, so what happens is this. We always, and this is the one thing that drives me nuts about politics, right? We always talk about putting money all the way at the top or all the way at the bottom. How do we help the guy all the way at the bottom? How do we help the guy all the way at the top? But the people who really, really make a difference in our economy is the middle class. It is straight in the middle. If you get the middle class making more money and spending more money, it actually spurs our economy, and it continually spurs it. So if every time we put $1 trillion in, we actually drop that 1% a little more. So we have to be smart about how we're doing it and where we're doing it, ensuring that we're building businesses that are committed to making sure that they're not billionaires because everybody under them is making the minimum wage.
Right. Wow. Sounds like I hope you hit that. When are you going to hit that vision? In a couple of years?
Yeah, I'm working on it. A few more lottery tickets.
All right. Donna St. Louis, how can everybody find you? Give us your website.
Oh, absolutely. If you go to www.donnanna.com, you'll find me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for flying in to be on the show. We really appreciate that.
Absolutely. It's because you guys have good weather here, just like we do in Florida. If you were a little further north, this would just be completely, you know, I don't have anything other than flip-flops. Just saying.
I love that. Flip-flops. I mean, are you kidding? I live in flat shoes and flip-flops. I think some of you can't relate to that, especially some of you listening in the tri-state area and in New York and New Jersey where I grew up. You know, you're starting to see that change in the seasons. All right, we come back on the flip side, a little bit more from the campaign trail. Hang with us.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.